Welcome to
Animal Adventure,
the podcast where we give you animal facts, animal jokes, and real life animal encounters.
Don't forget riddles.
And riddles, of course, to help you guess next week's episode. You can also reach us at animaladventurespodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, animaladventurespodcast@gmail.com. You can tell us your real life animal adventures. Or you can give us any feedback. We'd love to hear from you.
Encounters, not adventures.
Yeah, encounters, not adventures. We have a special episode today. We haven't been at it for a while because we've been on vacation,
right? Let me go for it. Okay, so I know you guys, some of you listeners are probably getting sick of hearing our animal encounters. So today we're gonna mix it up a bit.
Yes,
we're having the first listener encounter from our podcast feed.
Well,
we
had Grumpy, but this is the first one where we got an email from.
Yeah, but Grumpy just told us about it on the phone. He didn't use our email, but we didn't have our email then.
Right.
So
what is our – last week we did Sea Snails, pretty interesting podcast. What are we looking at today, Campbell?
Okay, so we're looking at barred owls, and I said barred, not barn.
Barn. It may sound like we're saying –
No, you said barn.
I know. It may sound like we're saying barn animals, but it's actually barred owls. B-A-R-R-E-D, barred owls. Cool. So tell us a little bit. What do you know about barred owls, Campbell?
Well, what do you want to know?
Everything.
Well, what do you want to know first?
Where do they live, first of all?
Okay, well, it says here, so they live, like, in the northern parts of the United States, and then, like, they live, some of them live
in the
on,
southern.
Yeah, southern, but on the west coast. There's some of them on the West Coast.
Yeah, and the forest along the coast up in, like,
yeah,
Oregon.
But they don't
and
like the
State.
Deserty areas.
Yeah.
Not like the deserty areas because they like forests.
Yeah, so they're kind of sprinkled about the West too, but not as much in the forest. But they definitely stay out of the desert areas. They like kind of swampy forest, woodland areas.
Yes.
So pretty much from the Mississippi River to the east, you'll find these barred owls
here
all up and down
says,
the east coast.
Here it says eastern and northern USA, south Canada,
yep,
and Alaska.
So they'll migrate in southern Canada and even all the way up into Alaska.
So don't we have a, like, recording thing of the what they sound like?
Yeah, so we found these recordings on the internet. We found them on the Audubon's website, which has a lot of great information about any type of bird.
It said guide to North American birds.
Yeah, yeah, but they have birds from all over, I think. But here's a couple of sounds that the barred owl makes in case you hear these maybe in your own backyard.
Yeah.
I've definitely heard that before.
Oh, play the...
Here it is from, like, further off.
Daddy, wait, play the one with the babies.
And this is what the babies sound like when they're begging for food. Sounds like a velociraptor. So I've heard things like that, too, when I've been out in the woods camping. And that can be a scary sound when you hear it at night, but it's really just baby owls.
But if you were back in time,
mm-hmm,
and you were, well, that sounds like what velociraptors sound like in Jurassic Park, but not what they sounded like in real life.
Yeah. Well, do we know what they sounded like? Anyway, that, yes, we'll go down a rabbit hole there. And then here's an interesting one of, like, a pair of barred owls, not barn owls, barred owls. It's having a good time together.
That actually sounds like a party.
Yeah. Yeah, they were definitely talking and hanging out. So what else do we know about barred animals? They're beautiful creatures. Can you tell us a little bit about what they look like?
Let's see. Okay, so
they're pretty big owls.
Yeah, they're not the big, they're almost as big as the barn owl?
Well, the great horned owl,
the
right?
The great horned owl, right.
Yeah.
And then I was watching this really, really interesting video. It was owls versus eagles.
Yeah.
So eagles are one of their competitors. So once went in a zoo, they put great horned owls with bald eagles, and then the next morning they saw the remains of the dead bald eagles and really, really happy owls. So the first owls were around at the age of the dinosaurs.
Okay, so they've been around for a long time.
Yes, and then it was like that after the dinosaurs went extinct, it was like that for a few more years until the eagles came in, and they just did life a lot harder. And then
because the eagles are pretty good predators as well, right?
And then when crows came, the crows were taking advantage of the owls because they were chasing the eagles because they were chasing them around. And then if the crows would discover an owl at daytime when it was sleeping, they would try to kill it and maybe sometimes eat it. And the same thing with owls at nighttime.
So the owls mainly hunt at nighttime, and they would attack sleeping crows.
They would attack. Okay, so yeah. So besides that, so now I'm going to talk about what they eat.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, so get ready. You're going to have to hold on to your hat for this one.
Got my hat.
Oh, you do? You actually have a hat on.
Yeah, I'm actually holding it. All right, go ahead.
Squirrels, rabbits, snakes, bats, fish, salamanders, mice, rats, voles, moles, opossums, bats.
I'm not sure what you wrote there.
Yeah, me neither.
But that's a pretty comprehensive list. So they'll eat a lot of small mammals that are running around.
And frogs.
Frogs. So they'll eat stuff
crayfish.
If they can get a hold of a crayfish, yep. Yeah, so they'll eat pretty much anything that's running around down there on the ground. Reptiles, mammals.
They'll eat snakes.
Other birds sometimes too. What else do we know about mammals? Owls, barred owls. Any
predators
that they have?
Yes. Okay, so raccoons and weasels will eat them as babies or in the eggs. Mm-hmm. And then cats and foxes and like coyotes and stuff wouldn't mess with an adult. I bet a bear would mess with one.
Well, sure, yeah. But a bear, I mean,
A snake.
Ooh, maybe a snake would climb up and try to get some owl eggs.
I know owls eat snakes, but some snakes are ginormous and might be just as strong as owls.
Yep. So they usually have about 2 to 3 eggs at a time, sometimes up to 4. It takes about 33 days for the incubation period. And then when they're born, the mother usually stays with them. The father will go out and get food. And then they start flying at about 6 weeks.
And it says here they have about 1 to 2 babies per season.
Yep.
Oh, and you don't know this, but I researched that their wingspan is 3 feet 6 inches to 3 feet 8 inches.
Okay, so pretty good sized bird.
Wingspan, yeah.
Okay, all right, that's pretty good with facts. Should we hit them with some jokes? Do you have any more facts?
Hold on. Their nest.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Oh yeah, they make their nests in cavities in trees about 30 to 40 feet high.
Uh-huh.
They're the biggest type of owl is 26 inches tall.
Okay.
And then here are some special abilities that humans don't have. They have night vision. Humans don't have night vision.
No, sure don't.
They have hearing, which is good because...
Well, we have hearing, but they have...
Like, super good. Like, if a man... Okay, so
they have really good. I get it.
Okay, so imagine if you lost. So in the summer, you lost one of your toys and you couldn't find it. And then in winter, it snowed. Let's say 3 feet on top of that toy.
Yeah.
And the toy was somehow
making noise.
Making noise. Making noise.
All right. I'll stick with this.
The owl. If you had the hearing of owls, you'll be able to find it. Because owls can hear the movement of tiny mammals under the...
ground, under the snow.
Yeah, same with foxes.
Yeah.
But foxes can only do, like, 1 foot. They can't do, like, 3 feet.
Cool. I think we should hit them with some jokes. Okay. You want to start or you want me to start?
You start.
All right, I'll start. I have two. I just found another really good one. What is an owl's... favorite board game? Guess who?
I don't know. Oh!
Guess who?
All right,
you got one?
Don't you have another one?
Yeah. What's yours? I do have another one. You
okay. Mine is...
All right, I'll go ahead. What is an owl's favorite drink?
Is it... Hoot beer! It's hoot beer!
Yeah.
It's hoot beer.
Hoot beer! But hoop beer. Like root beer, but hoop beer.
I get it. Got it.
Okay. All right, let's see what you got.
Okay, so let's see, hold on. Oh god, what do owls eat for breakfast?
I don't know.
Hoot
Loops?
Well, yes. I ate cereal for breakfast.
But owls eat Hoot Loops?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. That's pretty good jokes. Cool. So our animal encounter, we're going to have to, we're going to give one of our listeners a call here in just a second, and they're going to share with you a real life animal encounter with a barred owl. So let's get them on the phone real quick, and then we'll hear their real life animal encounter.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Good. We're recording right now.
Oh,
yeah, we are
hello,
live.
Animal Adventures Podcast.
So, why don't you introduce our guest, Campbell?
So, what?
Why don't you introduce our guest?
Okay. Let's see. So our guest is Kelly.
Kelly, Aunt Kelly from Durham, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And we understand that you had an owl encounter, Kelly, right?
Oh, and you don't have to keep the type of owl, the secret of it, away from the listeners. They already know.
Yeah, we've already talked about.
They already know. Oh, good.
The barred owl.
Yeah.
So do you want? Can you kind of just give us an overview of what happened? Your encounter with the barred owl.
Wait, and before you start the encounter, I was watching a show. So if you hear any background noise, that's probably it.
Yeah, Campbell's little sister's in the other room, so we have distracted her with television. All right, go ahead, Kelly.
Excellent. Well, so this was a couple of years ago at our old house, and it was a really. Well, there was a storm coming, but it wasn't raining where we were, but there was a lot of clouds and lightning and we were out on the front porch, and we kind of heard a noise, and all of a sudden something swooped down from the side of the house and landed on one of the power lines that went out across.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw that it was a very large owl, and it landed with its back to us, but we could see that there was a snake in its mouth.
Whoa.
And as we watched, it turned its head almost all the way around, looked straight at us, and slurped the snake up.
It just slurped it? Like it didn't chew it, just sucked it down.
Nope, it just basically just like
but how could it chew it? Birds don't even have teeth.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It just has to swallow it.
So like snakes are like an owl's spaghetti.
I guess so.
That's kind of what it seems like, yeah.
So, uh-huh. Kelly, how big was the owl, and how big was the snake?
So the snake wasn't all that big. I think it was just a little, like, black snake, like a little garden snake. Probably just, like, you know, maybe, like, over a foot long or so. But the owl was pretty big, and we had heard the owl a lot, you know, when we were outside at night, but we'd never really seen it. He was probably, in my memory, he's like probably more, probably bigger than he actually was, but he seemed like a very big owl.
And did you see him just that day, or did he hang around, or she hang around for a bit?
No, after that, we saw him a couple different times. He would hang out really high up in the trees back behind our house. And so since he hung out a lot, we ended up naming him Chester.
Naming him Chester?
You named him Chester?
Why Chester? What's the significance of Chester? Just it's a silly name?
I don't know. Uncle Joel just decided that he looked like a Chester.
Did you see any owl chicks?
We didn't, no, I wonder though if they had some.
Very cool.
Yeah, but never saw any owl chicks, unfortunately.
I think what made that such an interesting story is that you got to see this, like, amazing bird, but
and named him,
but also the slurping of the snake.
And it was kind of crazy because, like I said, there was a storm, so as he, like, turned his head all the way around, there was, like, lightning in the background.
If you took a picture of that, people would think you took it out of a movie.
I know. We didn't have our phones or anything.
If that owl had red eyes, it would be like the perfect horror movie picture. With the snake in its mouth, that would be like a perfect horror movie picture.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's such a cool story, Aunt Kelly. And it's interesting because we talk a lot about where you can have animal counters and how you have to get outside. But sometimes you can have great animal counters in your backyard.
Yeah, like you don't need to travel 75 miles to see interesting animals. You don't have to look further than your own backyard.
It's true.
It's very true. Sometimes they just come to you.
Well, Kelly, thank you so much for sharing your animal encounter with the barred owl. And
not to be confused with the barn owl. I told Cohen he thought he was barn owl.
Well, there is a barn owl, too.
That's true. Yeah.
Not to be confused with barn owl.
Yeah. All right. Thanks so much, Kelly. That was a great animal encounter story.
Oh, thank you guys for having me on.
Okay, bye.
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 All right, Campbell, that was a great episode. Why don't you tell us the riddle for next week's animal?
Okay, here we go.
You remember? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I steal your food, I wear a mask, but will I have my last laugh? Who knows? Who am I?
All right, we'll find out next week on...
Animal Adventures. Daddy, can we have snake spaghetti for dinner tonight?
No, we can't have snake spaghetti for dinner.
Oh, okay.
We can just have regular spaghetti, though.
Yay! With pesto?
Sure.
I love pesto. Yay!
Bye!
Just turned it off.